This is the MoneyFit's Top Products Podcast, coming to you from the 2015 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Outdoor living is a huge topic here. More folks are getting out, fixing up their houses, improving their curb appeal, and most importantly, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah, I think it's really important to note that people want good tools to go along with the projects that they're doing in their outdoor spaces. So joining us, we have Roger Phelps, who's the Promotional Communications Manager for Steel. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, your chainsaws are literally the best in the industry. I mean, it's a product that consumers love. It's a product that pros love. What are you seeing in the trends with consumers? Are they buying more and more big, serious tools like chainsaws to tackle these sorts of outdoor improvements?
You know, it's interesting. I think what's happening now is that, you've got folks who have kind of gone the cheap route and have gotten really kind of discouraged after the two or three tools burn up. And,
right.
And especially now, as you said, more and more people are investing in their homes, their yards, and so forth. So, yeah, we see a definite demand for higher quality tools. And I think it's all part of that pride and wanting to, have the best to do the best.
Right.
Well, and I think it's interesting because Steel offers a whole variety of gas-powered versus electric. So when you're a homeowner, how do you determine which is the best sort of fuel source, if you will, for you?
That's a great question. Yeah, we the very best thing you can do is go to a local dealer. I mean, look for some advice.
Right.
As you know, we only sell our equipment through servicing dealers because, they'll give you that advice. So kind of get pre-qualified. Obviously, do your own research. But what's the size of your yard? What's the extent of the project? How often are you going to be using that tool? I mean, are you going to be tilling that garden, once because it's a vegetable garden?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that something you're going to be doing a lot of? Are you just pruning a tree, or are you actually going to be, harvesting trees for lumber and heating your home?
Let's talk about an example of how much runtime you can expect. Let's say you had a tree that fell in your home, and it's maybe, 12 to 14 inches in diameter.
Right.
And you wanted to use a battery-powered saw. What size saw would you use? How long would it work? Could you get rid of that tree and with that in one charge, or what are we talking about?
That's exciting because the battery technology has improved so much. Obviously, we're running lithium ion now. It doesn't have the brownouts. It doesn't set a it doesn't set a memory in
and
the battery.
And it's not heavy.
And it's not heavy, and it recharges quickly. So, for instance, for our speed charger and the standard kind of what we would say the insertable battery, like the AP180, you're going to recharge that in probably 40 minutes. The runtime, if you held the trigger down, it's going to run for 35 minutes, but it's more about how much work
you're
going to get done, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, a 12-inch tree, you probably could take most of it.
Yeah.
You could probably cut it, prune it. You could go ahead and buck it, as we say.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have my finger on the trigger for 35 minutes.
No.
Cutting
and
the tree apart.
And that's kind of funny because everyone says, well, what's the runtime? And then one of the things we're trying to move people to is, well, how much work are you going to get out of it?
Right.
So, what's the size of the property, for instance, for the battery-powered mower?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, the standard urban type plot, you can get done on a single charge on our battery mower.
And runtime is different. When you think about a gas-powered chainsaw, you may have that on for the entire time you're working on that tree.
Correct.
But if it's battery powered, you're only going to have it on during the cut.
Right. Absolutely. And then, of course, as we go to larger projects, then you can move up to something like a backpack battery. So, for instance, for a hedge trimmer that we have on a backpack battery, I mean, you could run that continuously for 11 hours.
That's interesting.
That's a lot of hedges.
That's cool. Right. That's really cool. So what are some of your most popular saws with consumers? Let's start there.
Well, I think on the gas-powered, you're looking at the MS-170, which is more of the entry level. If very small homes, if you're just doing light pruning and just cleaning up limbs in the back of your yard, you can move up to an MS-180. You start having some of the comfort features, some things like the quick stop or the easy to start, which is a lot less starting force.
Right.
I mean, those are the kind of things. And again, it really goes to, what's important to you. And that's always that price versus what kind of job you've got, kind of balancing act that you want to do. But those are probably the most popular when you start moving up into larger properties. And, of course, things like the Wood Boss, MS-271 Wood Boss or Farm Boss. You start moving up into larger kind of farm and ranch type models.
Now, because you sell specifically at your own dealers, do you find that the level of service to your customers is so much more so if there's a question about maintenance or service? Is that things that you offer within?
Yeah, and just qualify, I mean, these are independent businesses, so it's not a franchisee,
right.
but you're right. That's all. They'll sell our equipment. But, yeah, I think those types of businesses are modeled with the idea that they're there to offer more than just, the ability to purchase the product.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to help you kind of work through your project or your problem. That's what excites us. And, of course, we're not the cheapest product out there. And so it needs a little bit of explanation, a little bit of help to understand, why do I want to buy that trimmer that might be $100 more than this other one over here? And, you know, understanding, well, as you know, people's understanding of what quality means has, mm-hmm. has kind of varied. So the idea that...
It varies greatly.
Yeah, exactly. So this idea that, okay, yeah, you know, that could be the last trimmer you ever buy.
That's kind of nice. And that's so important, the thing about, when you talk about investment quality tools, I mean, you're talking about a steel product.
Right.
Well, fantastic. Thank you. Roger Phelps, the Promotional Communications Manager for Steel Incorporated. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you. Appreciate being on board.
Hey, if you want to check out the latest that Steel has to offer, go to their website at steelusa.com. And Steel is spelled STILUSA.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.